Medicaid Part D, which gives seniors and the disabled access to prescription drugs, is often described as a healthcare success story, coming in below cost estimates while providing medications to 36 million Americans. But ProPublica looked closely at prescription data and found that Medicare is wasting hundreds of millions of dollars a year, all because a small percentage of doctors prescribe name-brand drugs instead of lower-cost generics, even though the generics work just as well. Right here in New York City, these doctors could save Medicare more than $50 million a year. WNYC teamed up with ProPublica to find out why some New York doctors are costing Medicare so much money. Amanda Aronchik has the story.
In the southern part of Brooklyn, where the street names start heading towards the end of the alphabet, there's a surprisingly big medical complex on Avenue P. It's the Levitt Medical Center, which was recently acquired by NYU.
As you see, this is our reception area.
I've come here because while examining Medicare's prescription records, ProPublica reporter Charles Ornstein noticed something. Clusters of doctors prescribing expensive brand-name drugs to their Medicare patients, especially in a few of New York's immigrant neighborhoods, like this Russian community. One of those clusters, six doctors, are at this one address.
So if you looked at just the six doctors at this Avenue P address, they themselves, if they prescribed like their peers, they would save Medicare $1.8 million, just these six doctors, in 1 year. That's a lot.
So how does this happen?
As I was talking to doctors, the number of doctors who said to me, I have actually no idea how much this drug costs. I have no clue. That was pretty remarkable because if you don't know how much a drug costs, then how can that factor into your calculations?
They don't know because they don't have to know. They don't pay the bill. And in this neighborhood, the vast majority of Medicare recipients qualify as low income, meaning that they pay the same amount, just $6 and change, for every brand name drug, which is not much more than the cost of a generic. There's simply no incentive for the patients or doctors to save Medicare money.
We have 35,000 patients.
Dr. Susan Levitt runs this medical center.
It's like managing, from medical sense, a little city.
The six physicians who cost Medicare so much money wouldn't talk to us, but Dr. Levitt would. She explained that while she's the director of the center, and she does hold regular quality assurance meetings, she doesn't want to micromanage her doctors.
I always remind them to review the way how they prescribe, providing that it will not harm the patient.
Dr. Levitt continues to see patients herself, so we offer to show her her own prescribing history.
And then you can see how they rank according to all the other...
Almost half of her prescriptions were for brand-name drugs, and that's 50% higher than other primary care doctors. So we asked her, why? At first, she blamed her patients for forcing her hand.
They insist, and they insist, and they insist. They don't understand. You can tell them 1,000 times. Younger people have no problem. But elderly, I mean, oh my God. I mean, you can tell them whatever you want. And they say, no, we prefer la la la.
Roman Belyalev and Jacqueline Blishtein work at the one-stop pharmacy on the ground floor of this medical center. And they agree.
If it's a generic, they don't want it.
Roman and Jacqueline both speak Russian, which helps with the clientele, especially when arguing about generics.
Sometimes they'll say, well, we tried the generic and it doesn't work, or we have these side effects from the generic and the brand works completely different. I want the brand.
No, my favorite is actually my neighbor took the generic and landed in the hospital.
Which is unlikely, given that the FDA requires that a generic drug must have the same active ingredients and the same effect on the body. The staff at One Stop Pharmacy says that regardless, there's a general distrust of advice from authorities, with one notable exception.
It's as simple as just distrust of anything that's not what's on the TV commercial.
If you're looking for help relieving heartburn caused by acid reflux disease, relief is at hand. For many, Nexium provides...
Emma is exactly the kind of patient that the people at One Stop Pharmacy are talking about. She lives in neighboring Brighton Beach, having moved here from the former Soviet Union 5 years ago. And she gets her drugs subsidized through Medicare. She didn't want to give us her last name because she didn't want to cause trouble for her doctor, but she did show me her box of medications.
Creon, you know what is Creon for stomach.
She's convinced brand names work better, even though for most people that's not true.
Nexium is stronger, but Omeprazole is cheaper and not so strong.
But in the end, it doesn't matter whether Emma thinks the Nexium is stronger than the generic. It's the doctor who writes the prescription.
Even the patient may have a different opinion.
After speaking with us for an hour, Dr. Levitt agreed.
But doctor is the final stage.
And individual doctors can have a huge impact on cost. Drug companies know that, too. Almost half of the high-brand prescribers identified by ProPublica received money from drug companies, usually through speaking fees or free meals. So why doesn't Medicare's Part D limit the drugs doctors can choose from, like other government programs? In a statement, a spokesperson said, "Medicare leaves doctors and patients free to make medical treatment decisions that are best for the patient," meaning they don't interfere with doctors' choices.
And that's one of the most remarkable things about the medical system, right?
Reporter Charles Ornstein says that Medicare collects information about who's prescribing what, but they don't do much with it.
The fact that a doctor would not have any feedback loop from the government which gathers this information to say, "Hey, doctor, you're actually prescribing in a way that is totally unlike your peers, and you should know that, and you should take a look at your prescribing." There's none of that.
Medicare just pays the bill, hundreds of millions more than they need to, Ornstein found. But once a year, patients like Emma get a statement from Medicare showing them just how much money the government has spent on their drugs.
So big and high price.
The real price of her drugs, by our calculations, is a little over $8,000 a year. Her friend, Leon Geyer, is helping translate.
You don't pay for the medicine, the state pays.
I don't pay, but you pay.
With taxes.
Your taxes pay, but you pay for me. I don't understand. I am ashamed.
So what if Emma swapped her drugs for generics? That $8,000 drug bill paid for by the government would be far cheaper, less than a third of the price. For WNYC, I'm Amanda Aronchik.
To see how your doctor stacks up, head to WNYC.org, where you can find ProPublica's prescriber checkup. Type in a physician's name or zip code, and you'll find out more about how physicians spend Medicare's money.